Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Ches. Ufani Yisrael, Tefila Avdecho, Velat Chinosa, Hashem Alekai, Lishmoya El Arino, Velat Tefila, Asher Avdecho, Mispal, Lefonecho, Ayoyim. So Shlomo HaMelech is continuing with his Tefila, that he's davening to Hashem, now in the opening, the first grand opening of the Beis HaMikdash. It says that he was standing on top of the Kior. Wasn't standing up, but he kneeled down on the kiyar, so he had some kind of a stage right in front of the mizbeach, and he's now davening to Hashem to accept his tefillah. So notice he points out Ishmael arena, vela tefillah. What's the difference between the arena and tefillah? So first he's asking that this will be an ace ratzayin, a time of will that Hashem will accept his tefillah. And we're going to see later on that there's three different parts that he's talking about. And there's Rina, Tfila, and Tchina. He's going to mention them later on. We'll go a little bit more into it. Hasik Pasik Chof Tes. Liyes enecha ptucho yis el abayis hazeh layla vayoyim el amokoy masher amartu yiyash misham. He's asking Hashem that he will always have a shgacha on this place. I mean, there's different times in the with the Jewish people. There are times with the Jewish people that there's they're righteous, they're doing the right thing, and they deserve the Shechina to be amongst them, right? There are other times where Chas v'Shalom, they're not doing the right thing, and they do not deserve the Shechina to be amongst them. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, either way, if they deserve to have the Shechina amongst them, that you should actually dwell in the Beis HaMikdash. You should be a part of them. You should be living in the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak. Again, we said that Hashem, Hashamayim lo yichalkulucha, even the heavens themselves are not big enough to contain Hashem, but it's, again, some kind of analogy to show how Hashem's dwelling in the Beis HaMikdash. But even when the Jewish people are not zakai, even when they're not doing the right thing, still that yeshmisham, Hashem's name will still be there. Just like, you know, for an example, if a king has, you know, he's got his main residence in the capital, and he's got a summer home, you know, somewhere far out. So even when he's in the summer home, he always makes sure to, you know, he doesn't forget about his main residence. He always keeps an eye on it. He always makes sure that, you know, it still has his name on it, right? It's still his, even though he's not living there right now, but he still has it under control. So too, he's davening that Hashem will always be there. His name will always be there. Even when he does not dwell there, because the Jewish people do not deserve it, his name will always be there. Lishmael atfila, sher yispal abdechol amokam hazeh. How is that going to translate?
When the Shechina is going to be there, you'll obviously accept the tefillahs that are going through the Beis HaMikdash. Right? When the Jewish people are zakai, you're going to listen to their tefillahs. And even if they're not zakai, they're not righteous, and you do not actually dwell there, it's only your name that's over there, then it continues, Pasuk Lamed, V'shamat el tchinas avdecha v'amcha Yisrael asher yispalu el mokam hazeh. Over here, he uses a different wording. He doesn't use Rina. He does not use Tefillah. He uses Tchina. What's the difference between the three? The Tchina is talking about a situation where they do not necessarily deserve to be answered. Right? It's called a Matnas Tchina. Right? A free gift. Meaning they don't deserve it. They're not zakeh. They're not holding where they're supposed to be. But still, Hashem will grant them what they're asking for and answer their tefillahs. So the Malbim speaks out exactly the difference between Rina, Tefillah, and Tchina. Rina is, like the Gemara in Bracha says, Naflam and Vav, La'ilam yiftach adam be Hashem. A person should always open up when he davens to Hashem. He should open up with the shvachim, the praises of Hashem. He should praise Hashem. That's how we have to start your tefillah. That's when we see the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, it's always praising Hashem. Only after that, we get to actually asking personal requests. So we always start with Rina, praising Hashem. And then it comes to Tefillah. Tefillah means pouring out your heart. really connecting to Hashem on a more meaningful and emotional level. That's the tefillah, mamash pouring out your heart. And tchina is the practical asking of your personal requests, your personal needs, and that is tchina. Right, so that's the lowest level of davening. Just like asking Hashem, please, I need this, please help me out. Tefillah does not, a person can connect to Hashem on a much higher level, which is tefillah. Tefillah is through connecting to Hashem, through pouring out the heart, right? That's how you connect to Hashem, right? And connecting to Hashem in that way will automatically bring the Shefa, will bring down the Shefa from Shemaim, and he's not going to actually have to speak out what he needs. There's no need for that. Because through connecting to Hashem, that automatically brings the Shefa through the pipelines all the way from Shemaim. So those are the different aspects of Tefillah. That again, Rina, Tefillah, and Tchina, that Shlomo HaMelech is mentioning over here. So what is he daven for? Now he gets down to the nitty-gritty. So what is the Olah that he mentions over here? So, first of all, he said, "Es shayech to ish l'reyo." If a person, if people have an argument, and they disagree about either a monetary issue or something else, right? He's davening that these people should always be answered in the Beis Hamikdash. But now, he's davening for something surprising. Typically, you would think that Shlomo HaMelech would ask that the Jewish people will be answered, will, their needs will be taken care of. Right, and they wouldn't be held responsible. They wouldn't be punished. Right, you would think that's what you would ask for. But over here, he's asking for an Allah. What's the Allah that he's referring to? So the Malbim brings two examples. Either the Allah's Edim, when the Edim are lying, they did something wrong, that they will be punished, and also Allah's Saita, that Chas v'Shalom, a woman is a Saita, she's not loyal to her husband. The Allah is that this is actually just last week's parasha, right? Last week's parasha. Right? When a woman is not loyal to her husband, and the husband suspects her, he tells her not to be in private with that man. She goes ahead and does it anyway. There are two witnesses who see it. He brings her to the Beis Hamikdash. They go through the whole procedure where she drinks the water. He uncovers her hair to embarrass her, to get her to admit. She drinks the water, and if she's in fact guilty, her stomach blows up and she's punished. So Shlomo HaMelech is asking that if this Chas v'Shalom does happen, he's asking that the people who are responsible, hence the woman and the man she cheated with, the adulterers, should be punished. Why is he asking that? You would think the opposite. You would think he would be asking that the Jewish people should get off the hook, should not be punished, right? But the Mefarshim explained that through davening, that the adulterers should be punished, Shlomo HaMelech is making sure that the Jewish household will remain whole and remain pure, and that's the ultimate goal, that they'll remain pure, and that's why he's davening that these people should be punished, and they should be held responsible. Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'ata tishma shamayim v'asisa v'shefat t'es avadech l'arshia rosh l'asis darkoi b'reishoi. Right, and again, furthermore, he's davening that when a person Chas v'Shalom does something wrong, he should be punished, and if a person does something right, he should be rewarded, making sure again that everyone should be.
Alright, I almost. Why does he have to say this stuff? That's Mamela. We've already learned. You do the right thing, you're all right. You do the wrong thing, it's the wrong thing. I mean, why is now, hey, he's become king, and he's saying the same thing that we believed all the way through Chumash, from the beginning. I mean, what is he bringing out that we don't know from before?
Well, first of all, the Saita, that whole episode is playing out in the Beis Hamikdash, right? So he's asking, again, when anytime you, like when you buy a new computer, right, you have to program it, right? So too, when you build the Beis Hamikdash, the temple, you need to program it. You need to, Shlomo was davening that these things should take place in the Beis Hamikdash. You're right, you know, it is mentioned in the Torah. but he's putting in a special tefillah. Again, he's pouring out his heart to actually, again, connect to Hashem in that level, on a high level, to make sure that these actually occur. We'll see further, we'll see that, you know, exactly what tefillahs are answered, what are not answered, right? And exactly why. So it starts with the simple stuff, and then he goes on further. We'll see, there's more to it.
I just want to say something now.
Yeah.
Don't take it wrong.
Okay.
What did I tell you about you double too fast?
Mm-hmm.
What is he saying? How can you have in mind these things when you're doubling, when you're flying through doubling like a madman?
Were you saying the tefillah?
Not anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going you, right. Anybody, I mean.
Right.
And even when I was over there, they fly. The flake, I can't understand when they get to Aleinu, right? He starts Aleinu, I'm about halfway through and he's finished. How can somebody say those words that fast?
They say the first pasuk and last pasuk.
I don't understand it, right. You know?
Yeah.
But then, no, that, see, most of those people that live there from New York, that's the New York mentality. I've noticed that all years from before when I went to visit, you go there, if they got a daven, not 8 o'clock, 1 minute to 8, nobody's there. Within 60 seconds, everybody rushing like my shigoyim. And I mean the daven, blah, 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 blah. How can you have anything in your mind the way they daven? But,
yeah.
So that's, I just wanted to bring it out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay, so let's see Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Binagif Amcha Yisrael.
Let me just say something. You've got to go to a Sfarish Shul where they daven word by word.
what's the difference? Is asking us?
No,
Sfarish.
Because you've never been to a Sfarish Shul.
What do you call a Sfarish Shul? Where?
They don't daven. They just don't daven Sfad. They besides daven and Sfad, they go. They say that everyone's is word by word.
Wait a minute! I went to yeshiva where they davened in the yeshiva. They davened small. No,
you're not listening. Did he listen to what I said? You didn't listen to what I said.
You're giving me more. You want to give me the Sfarish Shul?
A Sfarish Shul, not we daven. They daven Sfad. That's the way they say. They start with Hoidu and then they go to Boshama down the line.
What do you
daven Sfad, but they daven word by word. Everyone together, word by word.
Where is it?
Right here in Boston.
Where in Boston?
By Rabbi Hamawi, right in Newton.
But they daven like that in the yeshiva, okay? But they say every word.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, different show that, yeah, you're right. Different places daven slower. That's true. Okay, so let's see. Vayisor binagif amcha Yisrael lifnei oyev asher yechtu ulach. Now, Shlomo HaMelech is addressing when Jewish people go out to war. When they go out to war, he's talking about not only when they go out to war, but he says binagif amcha Yisrael lifnei oyev. When they go out to war and they actually lose, and they're defeated by the enemy. Right? Again, this is happening only in situations where the Jewish people are not deserving to win, not deserving to come out victorious. So he's davening that they when they're actually defeated, they will do tshuva. V'shavu elecha. They should do tshuva. V'hoidu eshmecha. V'ispalu v'ischanu elecha b'bayis hazeh. Right? Even when they lose, when they're defeated in war, they should you should put in their heart to do tshuva, to repent, and to realize that they had done something wrong, and to daven to you, and through davening to you in the Beis HaMikdash that we're now opening, they will elevate themselves and come back to you. V'at tishma shamayim v'salachta l'chata samcha Yisrael v'ashivoysam el adom asher nasata l'avoysam. Yeah, so now you should listen to their davening, and you should accept it. And next time when they go out to war, they will come out victorious and they will reconquer the lands that they lost in the previous wars where they were defeated because they were not worthy of winning.
Who is he saying this to?
He's davening to Hashem.
He's davening.
Yeah. This is all Shlomo HaMelech davening to Hashem.
Okay. But I guess That's Mamela. I mean, why did he have to say this? I mean, anybody knows. So you learn, you do the right thing, you do the wrong thing, and everything else. What is he afraid of? That God's going to forget him? But God said he's not forgetting him. No matter how bad they are, they get punished, but he's not going to forget him. So what's new with this tefillah over here? What is he bringing out that we don't know?
Well, he's now. You're right. It is. Mm. It's not like he's being machadish or anything. But he's saying all the tefillos, all these things that are going to happen through the Beis Hamikdash, right? Again, Saita is happening in the Beis Hamikdash,
right?
These tefillos are happening in the Beis Hamikdash. He's giving a special ability, right? Obviously, every tefillah is powerful, no matter where you daven. But if you daven in a shul, it's more powerful. Or if you daven with tons and tons of people, hundreds of people, it's even more powerful. If you daven in the Beis Hamikdash, it's even more powerful. And Shlomo Melech is infusing the power into the Beis Hamikdash.
He's talking about the building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a building.
Right.
It's Hashem's place where he...
Exactly.
On earth. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right now he's talking about another situation.
Somebody wrote this down, right?
Yeah.
Now, God, how does he know this is what he was saying?
No, he's davening out loud. It wasn't a silent tefillah. He's davening out loud in front of all the Jewish people. They were all there. They all heard it.
No, Mom, was he davening with the whole congregation of people there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they were all there. We mentioned before that he actually brought the base of Shivim Ve'echad, right? And he brought all the Jewish people. It was a huge event.
He had a secretary with him, and he wrote it down.
Yeah. So now he's talking about a situation where the rain stops from coming down. So he's talking about, so the Malbim over here explains that there are two different punishments. One punishment is a more active punishment. More active punishment is when Hashem actively goes ahead and punishes the Jewish people, right? You did this, smack, right? Whatever, obviously, not exactly like that, but just an analogy, right? Hashem is going ahead out of his way and punishing the Jewish people. There's another type of punishment, consequence, so to speak, where it's not Hashem actively punishing the Jewish people, rather, it's what's called a siluk hashgacha. Hashem is removing his divine providence from the Jewish people. So when the Jewish people are getting defeated in war, that's Hashem going ahead actively and punishing them for what they had done wrong. When Hashem stops the rain from coming down, that's not Hashem actively punishing the Jewish people. Rather, it's just removing his divine providence from the Jewish people. That's why they say that in Israel, naturally, it's never supposed to rain in Israel. Israel is a desert. It's not supposed to rain there, right? It doesn't rain in Jordan. It doesn't rain almost in any other neighboring country. So any rain that comes down in the land of Israel is all a special bracha. It's a special blessing that would not otherwise occur if not for the constant divine providence of Hashem in the land of Israel. So now he's saying that when Hashem stops the rain from coming, that's just siluk hashgacha, removing his divine providence. Right, so in this second type of punishment, where Hashem is just removing his divine providence, his hashgacha, in these kind of situations, it's much harder to know what it's coming for. Unlike the first type of punishment, where Hashem is actively punishing the Jewish people, over there it's much easier to trace and to find out exactly what they had done wrong. Right, it's more obvious. It's usually when something bad happens to a person, It's always a connection to what something he did wrong in his life.
Yeah, if you've done something wrong, you know it.
Right. But the problem is that when Hashem just stops the bracha from coming down, just stops the blessing, over there it's much harder to know exactly what it's for. Right? It's not always easy, because you're not getting the bracha. I don't know why. You know, it could be, you know, a laundry list of things. That's what it says, that during the time of David HaMelech, when David was king, there was a drought for 3 years, yeah, and he did not know what it was for. He didn't know. So now what Shlomo Melech is davening for that is that when this happens, right, when they sin, they do the wrong thing, and Hashem stops, he blocks the special blessing of the rain, then v'ispalu al hamakom hazeh, they're going to daven to you in here in the Beis HaMikdash, v'hoydu shemecho, mechatasim shuvun kitanim. He's now asking that when they daven to you, you should put in their heart what they had done wrong. That way they're going to know exactly what to do tshuva on, what to repent for, and then you'll be able to bring back the special ashkacha, the special blessing that you always gave them. Yeah. Pasuk Lamed Vav continues. V'atot tishma ha-shamayim v'salach tel chatos avadecho v'amcha yisro kitoyerim v'sader chatoyim v'asher yelchu bo. You should listen to their davening, and you should show them the right path. Right, and again, this is referring to what we said before. You should show them the right path, meaning what they had done wrong. Put in their heart what they had done wrong, and then they're going to know what to fix, what to change, and yeah, and through that. You should bring back the rain onto the land of Israel. So that's another situation that Shlomo Melech is addressing. Next pasuk, pasuk Lamed Zayin. Rav Kiev Aretz Dever Kiev Shidofan Yirakon Arba Chosil Kiev Kiyotzer Loi Oivoy Beretz She'arav Kol Negav Kol Machala. Now, over here, he's talking about these different afflictions that will occur to the Jewish people. So, these are all mentioned in the curses, in the klolos, that Hashem talks about. If Chas V'Shalom, the Jewish people do not follow the ways of Hashem. Kol tefila, kol tchina shartiyah l'chol adam l'chol amcha Yisrael shor yedun ish negal abavai ufaras kapav al abayis hazeh. Right, when these things happen, so regardless of if it's something that the public did something wrong, or the person himself, individual on an individual level, did something wrong, right, no matter what. Whenever this happens and they're punished through these curses, through these klalos, they should have a place to come in the Beis HaMikdash and to daven. V'az atishma ha-shamayim chon shifteicha v'salachta v'asisa v'nasata leish kachol t'racha v'sherteid es l'vavai ki ato yodat l'vadecha savav kol b'nei ha-adam. Right? And through them davening to you, you should forgive what they had done wrong, and you should answer their tefillas, their davening, and through answering their davening, they will be able to know what they've done wrong and be able to fix it. Again, a very similar idea to what we saw before. So now, over here he's referring to a very particular situation. See, you know, it's a very common thought idea that, you know, listen, Hashem, I understand. No, not everyone deserves to be a millionaire. But listen, if you help me win the lottery, if you somehow make me a millionaire, I promise you, I will do so much kindness, do so much chesed with that money. I'm going to be a walking Kiddush Hashem. I'm going to, you know, sanctify Hashem's name, and it'll be beautiful. I'm going to give so much money to tzedakah. I'm going to support yeshivas. I'm going to support shuls. I'm going to do all good, all beautiful things with the money, right? Just give it to me and, you know, I'll be different.
I'll show you.
I'll show you, right? That's what everyone thinks, right? So now over here, Shlomo Melech is now going through the two major requirements for a person's davening to be answered. And this is very important to notice. Number one is when Hashem listens to a person's davening, the first thing he looks at is, first of all, do you deserve to become a millionaire? Right? Are you holding in a place where you deserve that? Right? Not everyone deserves it. Just because you ask doesn't mean I'm going to give it to you. You have to be deserving. Right? Second point that Hashem looks to when he receives this tefillah is, not only if you deserve it, but let's say you do deserve it. But how do you know? You don't necessarily know how you're going to react to such great amounts of wealth. Right? Some people just fall apart. They can't handle it. Right? The fame, the money, they don't know what to do with it. They fall apart, their family falls apart, and they cannot handle it. Right? So Hashem obviously knows everything, and he sees what is going to happen to you if, in fact, you do become a millionaire. How you are going to react, if you're going to be able to handle it or not going to be able to handle it. And based on that, Hashem decides if to grant your tefillah or not. So, two points. First of all, do you deserve it, right, based on your actions? Secondly, what's going to happen to you if your tefillah was going to be answered? Are you going to be able to deal with it or not? So that's what Shlomo HaMelech is davening over here, that when people daven in the Beis HaMikdash, their tefillahs are going to be answered based on these two parameters, based on these two points. So now the next pasuk is very surprising. Right, so too, when non-Jews come to daven to Hashem, now Shlomo HaMelech is asking that when non-Jews daven, they come to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, that their prayers will be answered, regardless of whether they deserve it or whether they'll be able to handle it. Meaning, for a Jew, you got to deserve it, right? You have to be able to handle it. However, for a non-Jew, when he comes to daven, Shlomo HaMelech is asking that his tefillahs will be answered automatically. No questions asked. It seems a little bit unfair, right? If you're Jewish, you need two conditions. If you're non-Jewish, right away, no problem. So he gives a reason. Why? Why is it like this? Ki yishmor es shimcha gadol v'siyotcha chazaka uzroecha nutuyo uval v'yispal el habayis hazeh. When a non-Jew comes to daven, Shlomo HaMelech is asking that if their prayers are not answered immediately, they might think, listen, I went to many different idols, right? I pray to different idols. Now I come to the Beis HaMikdash, daven to Hashem, and the same thing happened. Just like the other idols did not answer my tefillah, so to Hashem, also he's not answering my tefillah. So Hashem, so to speak, Chas V'Shalom, is equal to all the other idols. Right, so obviously, since we don't want that to happen, Shlomo is now davening that even when a non-Jew comes to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, his prayers will be answered right away, regardless of whether he's deserving or whether he can handle it. And that way, once their tefillahs are answered, once the tefillahs of the non-Jewish people are answered, what's going to happen is they're going to recognize Laman Yedu. Wait. Yeah, let's see Pasuk Mem Gimel, what's going to happen? Ata tishma shmayim chon shivtecha v'asis kachal shirik v'alecha anachri man yeidun kol ami arat es shmecha li'iru ha'ischa ka'am cha Yisrael v'das kishim chanikru ala bayis hazeh asher b'nisi. So we're gonna through the non-Jews' prayer being answered, we're gonna come up with two good things. First of all, that it's gonna be recognized that Hashem hears the davening of the people in this world, right? He actually can listen to them.
Doesn't make any difference what religion you are.
Yeah. And that you're close to, that through davening to Hashem, you become close to him, right? And he knows what you're saying. He knows what you're asking for. And through their tefillahs being answered, they're going to realize the great milah, the great value of the Jewish people, and they're going to want to become like them and be close to them as much as they could. And the second thing, they're going to recognize that the Beis HaMikdash is the place to come, because that's the channel, that's the opening to daven to Hashem. And they're going to know that's the place to go anytime they want to daven. Okay, we're going to stop here because it's time for Mincha.
I think it's a